Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of some is greater than the ordinary. So I'm a give him all I have. Come on, tell me, say,
give them all the hell.
Give it all the hell.
Oh,
This ain't no ordinary worship. Gavin says, this ain't no ordinary worship. This ain't no ordinary song. Ain't nothing ordinary when you doing it for Jesus. When all about the Lord, it's something different. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis B., the Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We truly happy to have each and every one of you on. We're going to have a word of prayer, and then we're going to get into today's lesson. Praise God. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. Your word says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning us in Christ Jesus. So we thank you, Father God, first and foremost for your word. Because it's in your word, Father God, that we recognize that we're born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God, which is your word. I thank you, Father God, you decreed and declared in your word, Father God, that you are... that we are your members of the body of Christ and that we are your temple. I thank you for it. Thank you, Father God, that we have been reconciled to you. I thank you, Father God, that we're part of a chosen generation, chosen priesthood. We're what we are because of your word, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that we died with Christ. And the power of sin was dismissed from our records. I thank you, Father God, that we're no longer living for myself, but we're living for God now. We praise you and we count it all joy, Father God. Been crucified with Christ, it is no longer I who live, Christ live in us. Thank you. We ask you, Father God, to remember those who are asking for prayer and those that are asking every day, Father God, to get closer to you. We're definitely praying for them, praying for the lost to come your way. We pray that you send somebody across their path, that they'll come and they'll come crying out, I yield, I can no longer hold out. I thank you for it. Thank you, Father God. All of these things in Christ's name we pray. And everybody agreed, they said, amen, amen. Well, brothers and sisters, we've been talking about having the nature of God because we understand that having the nature of God, we're in commune with God. We're in fellowship with God. We have these same things in common with God. And one of the things that we have in common with God that he's given us is his nature. 1st scripture I'm going to go to is, I think I'll go to, there's so many here to show you this, that how much fellowship God wants us to have with him is in 2 Corinthians 3, 7, and 8. 2 Corinthians 3. 3rd chapter, 7th and 8th verse. The point I'm trying to make here is to show you we have fellowship with God and what all God has done and did to make sure that we have fellowship with him. So it reads like this. If the ministration of death, written and engraved on stone, were glorious, so that the children of Israel did not look steadily at the face of Moses because of the glory of his countenance, which glory was passed away. How will the ministry of the Spirit not be more glorious? And that's a good question. The glory of the face of Moses had to pass away. Why was it to be done away with? Good question. So that something else that had exceeded glory could take its place. That's what I'm saying to you, brothers and sisters. You got to come out of the building into Christ. See, we have no conception of the depth and height of the liberty and blessing of the ministry of the Spirit. We must reach for his position of goodness. I totally agree. And we must reach for his disposition of partakers of a divine nature. 2 Peter 1:4. See, when we talk about the glory of God, the things of God, listen, dear heart. 2 Peter 1:4 says that we have a divine nature. God imparted that with us so that we can be in union with him, so we can have this fellowship with him, because we're equal now. We operate equally. We do the same thing God does. We believe like God believes. If he said that we can have, be partakers of a divine nature, that's what we say. See, the law was given so the glorious that Moses was filled with joy in the expectation of what he would, what it would mean to us. There is the excellency of Christ's glory in the ministry of the Holy Spirit. It is no longer thou shalt not. Rather, it is God's will revealed is no longer thou shalt not, but rather God's will is being revealed in us. And I just think that's awesome. We are revealing what Christ is. We reveal to us in Christ, I delight to do your will. Remember Psalms 40:8, I delight to do thy will, O God. And behold, beloved, in our hearts there is exceeding glory, or the joy of this. And I want everybody to understand that God wanted us to be so much like him and enter our friendship and fellowship with him until we operate in the same glory. The Bible says it shall be changed from glory to glory. Now, most people take that meaning when we leave here. No, you're going to be changed right now from glory to glory so you can have this fellowship with Christ. Hallelujah. See, Pastor have joined us. My answer should be so kind to read 2 Corinthians 3:7-8 from the Messenger Bible.
Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Praise God. 2 Corinthians 3:7-8 from the Message Bible. The government of death this Constitution chisel on stone tablet had a dazzling and outer age. Moses' face as he delivered the tablet was so bright that day, even though it would fade soon enough that the people of Israel could no more look right at him than stare into the sun. How much more dazzling than the government of living spirit. Amen, amen.
Yes, see, in this relationship, we're intertwined with God. And let me say, God make us kin to him because he is changing us from glory to glory. Yes, it's a process, brothers and sisters, but this is his purpose, is to get us like him. Remember, that's what relationship is. You have a lot of similarities. In relationship, something links you together. Yes, something has to link you together. So when we look at things that link us together with God, he says, you know what? I want you to be a partaker of this divine nature. Well, what that means? A partaker is to take your part now, not later. Yeah, you're a partaker.
Amen.
If you're going to be partaker of this food, you're going to do it now, not later. And the enemy have had us to believe that all this stuff is going to happen when we die and leave here. You know, we got to die and leave here. We already did it. We already crucified the flesh. We already living under the glory of God.
Say that.
And we've been changed. I want to say second by second.
Thank you.
I know you all remember when Peter was on the Mount of Transfiguration. What is that? Matthew 17, 1 through 13. When he saw the glory of God, or we'll read it. I'm going to ask Pastor Schiff to find that. Matthew 17, let's see, 1 through 13. Matthew 17, 1 through 13. Brother and sister, when you see the glory of God, it makes you want to do something. The Bible says, I'm going to ask Pastor, she'll read that. Matthew 17, 1 through 13.
Pastor, reading from the King James. And after 6 days, Jesus taken Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah, talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, tell the vision to no man until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. And his disciples asked him, saying, why then say the scribes that Elijah must first come? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Elias truly shall first come and restore all things. But I say unto you that Elias will come already, and they knew him not, but have done unto him whatsoever they listed. Likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer of them. Then the disciples understood that he spake unto them of John the Baptist. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. Yeah, see, when Peter recalled that wonderful day on Mount Transfiguration, can you imagine hearing such a voice coming to him from excellency of glory, according to 2 Peter 1:17? If I were to come to you right now and say, whatever you do, you must try to be holy, I would miss it. I would be altogether outside of God's plan. But I've taken the word of the epistle, which says, by the Holy Spirit, be holy. That's what 1 Peter 1:16 says. So I don't tell you to do that. I tell you what the word of God says. The word of God said, be holy. Then I turn around and explain to you what that means. What that means, his word is holy. You get the word in him. You get the word in you. Excuse me. You get the word in you. The word of God is holy. Then you become holy. You follow the things of Christ. That makes you holy. So when he said, be ye holy, even as your holy heavenly Father is holy, that don't mean you go in some building, jump up and down. That ain't being holy.
Yeah.
That don't make you holy, man. Well, I wear certain clothes. Wearing certain clothes don't make you holy.
Amen.
You're telling me you can be holy in a dress, but you can't be holy in a pants? That would be absurd. That would be a lie. Because that would be, men can't be holy because they wear pants. Well, women, they wear dresses. So, see, all that flesh stuff, man, that's garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, brothers and sisters. God speaking to your spirit, man. He's getting us eternally ready. We're in his class now. That's right. You don't have to feel inferior. You're in God's class. He put you there. He made you righteous. Stop listening to man and listen to what the word of God is saying. Why you think you got born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed? Why you think he's given us exceedingly and great and precious promises by God, which I am a partaker of his divine nature? That's being holy. God is changing us from one degree to another degree of glory. That's what we've been changed to. Yeah. See, you were bought with the price, not of your own. God bought you. He purchased you. And he did it before the foundation of the world. He did it because he loved you like that. He wants you to have the best. Just like any other parent, you want your child to have the best that you can give them. Well, that's the way God is. That's part of God's nature. Giving you all. That's not a woman thing. That's a God thing.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You thought that was just a mother thing? No, that's a God thing. God laid his life down for us. And then he tells us to lay our life down for our friends and our neighbor. That's a God thing. We're in fellowship with him. But why do you think God giving us the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind and of self-discipline? Why do you think he gave us that? So we can be like him? So we can fellowship with him? I like the idea that he says, been given excellency and great and precious promises. Man, God promised us this stuff now, not after a while, but right now. So I don't find it strange when he says in Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. I don't find it, no big deal when he says in 1 Corinthians 2:16, you have the mind of Christ. So that means you can think like Christ, act like Christ, walk like Christ, because you have that mindset. Yeah. See, when you have, I watch some of these homosexuals and different people, they get that mindset. Like men, they get that mindset, then they be wanting to walk like women and talk like women and turn. Even though they are not, they have the mindset.
Mm-hmm.
But what they have to do in today's lesson, get the mindset, and you'll start acting like Christ. You'll act like you're in the glory, and eventually you will be in the glory. Get the mindset.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We have the ministry of reconciliation. God has reconciled us back. Brothers and sisters, that's what this was all about. We had broken fellowship. We had broken the relationship. And God is putting it back together. If any of you all out there ever had a relationship and it was broken, you have to start somewhere and trying to mend it back together. If it's nothing but over a lunch, over a dinner, hey, let's talk about this thing. So that's what God is getting us to do. To understand that we're his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good work.
Yeah. Amen.
God wanted to let us know, hey, he want to make friends with us. He want to make covenant with us. He want to be us to be one with him. Yeah, he's given us righteousness and he's given us holiness, according to Ephesians 2:24. Matter of fact, God went a step farther. And this is going to blow your mind right here. God went a step further and said, you know what? You are citizens of heaven, seated in heavenly possession, in heavenly places. And that's right now. Because we're in Christ, and Christ is seated at the right-hand side. So don't pay all this much attention to the flesh. It's the spirit you need to be paying attention to. The spirit of lives in you. Listen, dear heart. God calls us lively stones, and we're being built up as a spiritual house. It's about being in the spirit. It's about the spiritual thing, not about the flesh things. Satan would love to keep you right there, keep you thinking flesh, everything flesh, because he know as long as he keep you there. You got to know 1 Peter 5:8 is real. The devil is your enemy.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And you got to know that there's things you're dead to, and he's the main one you're dead to. You got to confess with your own mouth and decree and declare, I am the light of God. Yeah. You got to decree and declare, I walk by the Spirit of God. That's something you have to constantly do. Some people don't think it's necessary. I'm going to tell you, it's necessary because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Amen.
That guy got up and said last night after the basketball game, well, we kept saying, we can do it, we can do it. But sister, I'm going to tell you, if you speak it, it'll come to pass. You want to be careful what you say. You can't say no anything. You can't say everything popped in your mind. No, you got to know who you are in Christ. That's what you got to start saying. The things of the word, what the word of God says you are.
Because
Satan can't be that. So he's not going to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Why you think God wants you to come boldly before the throne of grace? He don't want you coming like some little puppet. And that don't mean going up in no building either. Coming boldly before the throne of grace, it means, see, God over this whole universe, the whole world, and even the worlds to come. So when he said he's strong, there's grace there for you. And he sure is for the asking.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And if you don't believe nothing else, believe this. He'll have mercy on you. His mercy is forever. So if you go there and you got all that baggage, say, Lord, have mercy on me. Just, Lord, I don't know what to say. Just have mercy on me. That right there is enough to get God moving in your behalf quickly. Quickly.
Yeah.
You don't believe it. You see that thief on the cross. After he told that other thief, hey, man, we getting what we deserve. He turned around and looked at the Lord and told him, Jesus, now, when you get in your kingdom, remember me. I mean, he just tried to explain what he had then and what he wasn't out there. He just said, remember me.
Yeah.
Remember me will put food on the table, brothers and sisters. Remember me will call lawyers to say things in your behalf that will get the attention of the judge. Just the word remember me will cause your lights to get turned on. Remember me will cause your enemy to become your friend. It don't take a whole lot. You tell Christ to remember you. Do you realize what you're saying? Because Christ have all power in heaven and in earth. All you got to tell him sometimes is remember me. You ain't got to have a long prayer. He know your heart.
Amen.
He know where you're at.
Yeah.
Just tell him, Lord, remember me. I'm in fellowship with you. We're a relationship.
Yeah.
He know that. He know you're seeking to do his will. Just tell him, remember me. If he'll take a thief to heaven with him, take him all the way to heaven with him.
Mm-hmm.
Why you would so much do more for you? Because he wants you in his glory. In his glory. Because that's what God said. So it's being changed from glory to glory. Okay, we'll come to the point where if anybody have any comment, press 1. And we'll let you have comments. Or if you want to share something, we want to definitely hear from you. You know, 2963 is your last 4 digits. 2963.
I was just going to add to the message where you were saying that how God wants us to live a holy life and that we can live that life now, how every parent wants the best for their children. But in order for us to get the best from our, because when you spoke that analogy, it made me also remember that, like with my mom, like if you wanted to receive the best of whatever she had to offer, you have to be obedient too. So I just wanted to touch on obedience, that as God is calling us to be holy and live with us, it takes a lot of obedience. So I just pray that all of us be strengthened in our times of weakness and that we remain obedient and steadfast to adhere his voice. And he does speak to us, tell us to do certain things. I just pray that voice overpowers any other thought, or that we can quiet our spirits enough to adhere to that voice and be obedient. So that way God can lead us in, guide us in that direction to live holy and receive the things that he's promised us through Jesus Christ.
Amen. Thank you so much. Yeah, that's what God expects for us to do, is to be obedient. See, when you're obedient, God's not going to make you do anything, because he made you your own master and free agent. So when you decide to be obedient, that's your choice. You have a choice not to be obedient, just like you have a choice to be obedient. And the Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. A lot of these people want to sacrifice, Lord, I'll do this, do that. No, God wants our obedience.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what made Jesus such a star. He was obedient, even unto the death. That's what God expects out of us, obedience.
Amen.
Having this word and not obey it is pointless. So thank you very much. Thank you very much. Anyone else?
Amen.
Anyone else?
I'd just like to read Hebrews 4 and verses 14 through 16 from the New Living Translation. It says, so then, since we have a great high priest who has entered heaven, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold firmly to what we believe. Did this high priest of ours understand our weaknesses? For he faced all of the same testing we do, yet he did not sin. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it most. Amen, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome, Pastor. Amen.
Yeah. God have always required obedience, and he's always given us the grace to do it. I reminded the children of Israel. They didn't mind going and get a lamb. They didn't mind going and get a goat. They didn't mind going to get whatever the sacrifice required for. It was their obedience that God appreciate and told the world about. That was their obedience.
Yeah.
While everybody else was laughing, Noah was obedient. He building an ark out here on dry land. It sounds crazy, but it was obedient. There's a reward come when there's obedience. When they didn't have no money, Jesus told them, said, go look in the fish mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Obedient.
Yeah.
When their ship was about to, and then they didn't have no fish and been fishing all day and all night, Jesus said, cast your nets on the other side. And they cast it on the other side. And they drew so much fish until it killed the boat. When it killed the boat, it had more fish than they know what to do with it. That's what obedience does for you.
Amen.
And God give us that grace in the glory, especially now.
Mm-hmm.
If you think the glory that Moses experienced was great, man, how much more you think this glory is when you walk in obedience to God's word.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, people won't be able to deal with you because of the glory of God on their life. They're going to have trouble with that. I'm going to tell you right there. I'm going to tell you that right now. Yeah, we're going to have trouble. You start walking in God's word and in his obedience. Oh baby.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, trust me.
That's right.
Yeah, you start walking in obedience. Folk going to have to deal with you because they're going to see the power of God on your life.
Yeah, yeah. Amen,
but I thank you all so much. Okay, Okay, they. All right, anybody else? Sorry about that, 2544. Sorry about that, 2544. We apologize. Hallelujah. See, I get carried away sometimes, brothers. So you got to go and put one. If you're going to press one, I mean, you got to do it quick, fast, in a hurry.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
How am I telling people about Christ? I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
Amen, Pastor. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how am I telling folks of what the word say?
Yes, yes.
But if nothing else, looking for you all on tomorrow. And let's not forget Thankful Thursday. Now, I know I need some testimonies for Thankful Thursday. Looking for you.